Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Jeff Phelps. My partner is Andy Baskin, at least on the radio. My partner when I'm doing calf stuff is Mr. Campy Russell. He was number 21 in your hearts. You can watch him on Cavaliers Live before and after each and every Cavaliers basketball game. And he joins us right now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hello, Campy.
Hi, hey, Campy. Jeff. How you doing? Hey,
we're
Andy,
doing
how
well.
Are you?
Good.
Good.
We're all good.
Campy's been busy because if you're looking for a little Cavs programming, you can see some coming up on Sunday, 7:30. Andy, are you ready? You'll like this. Cavaliers
yes.
Live Home Edition.
Oh, fun.
You know how you have, like, the Hollywood Squares Home Edition game you could have played back in the day?
Yeah.
It's the same type of deal. So you can actually see the sewing room on television coming up on Sunday. Campy has a cool little art gallery behind him. John Michael was in front of his fireplace. Angel was in her apartment, and Austin was in front of a white wall for some reason. Campy, what was AC doing there?
Who really knows? But one thing, Jeff, we all had a great time. One, just seeing each other's face. You know, because of this isolation in some respects that we're in. You know, I missed that. I missed seeing people. I missed. My great friends, I miss the fact that it's really something simple. But at this day and age, we don't do that because of trying to stay distance. But I miss a hug. I miss that very much. But other than that, everything is going well.
Yeah, and that's coming up 7:30, first airing of it on Fox Sports Ohio.
Hey, before we get into the actual basketball, with this show coming up, Campy, I'm just wondering, for somebody that played in the league and has been around the Cavaliers for as long as you have, is there a prized possession in your house that you have that you just cherish more than anything else from your days with the Cavaliers?
Wow, that's a good question. At one time I had a lot of different things, but I think the thing that stands out right now for me, I received this glass, the first glass, that the day that the Cavaliers opened downtown at the Cleveland Arena. Cleveland Arena, right. And I received this glass this year from a very good friend of mine who is a photographer for the Cavaliers. And he was visiting a friend of his, an ex-colleague, and his wife gave him two glasses. And David, I'll just use the word David, gave me this glass, and it has on here the world premiere, October the 28th, 1970, and it's a small shot glass, and it has the Cavalier logo on it. I think that is my biggest possession now because we're talking about a 50-year-old glass, and to me, I just got it this year, but I really cherish it. And to me, I'm going to try to keep this in existence as long as I'm around and beyond, because I'm going to pass it on to my family.
That's awesome.
That's very, very cool. And by the way, the guy you're talking about played some pretty high-level basketball. the photographer.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
I don't know whether that was appropriate or not at this particular point. But yeah, he knows what I'm talking about.
We do too. So okay.
He also owns a 1964 Galaxy 500, by the way, and it's real sweet. Campy, we talked about this yesterday, and the situation period is obviously something none of us have ever dealt with before, and it's a horrifying situation. If you're just looking at Cavalier basketball. Boy, what a tough time to have everything shut down, because here in 11 games under J.B. Bickerstaff, the Cavs were 5-6. It was clearly one of their best stretches of basketball of the season. And you were getting a chance for J.B. to put in what he wants this thing to be moving forward. And so the work stoppage came at a terrible time for the Cavaliers, because there was some real growth going on.
Jeff, you're absolutely right. There was so much growth going on. There was so much, I would say, team bonding. And I think that's the thing that Coach Bickerstaff has brought to this team is a good understanding of how to blend guys together, how to teach these guys, how to coach these guys, how to get them playing at their optimum. And to me, that's what I started seeing during those 11 games. I saw a different basketball team in terms of their approach to the game. How they were playing more for each other, how all of a sudden the assist totals started going up. They were shooting the ball extremely well. I mean, a lot of good things was happening. And the biggest thing that I saw, too, was the joy and the camaraderie that this team started playing with. And to me, any team that you are going to be on, if you have those elements where you're playing for each other, and everybody is engaged and everybody is playing hard, you give yourself a chance to win games and, more importantly, be in games and have the opportunity to win them if you can execute down the stretch. And what I saw was a completely different basketball team that was doing a lot of good, positive things. So it was disappointing to me that the season ended the way it did. But, well, I'm not going to say ended. I'm going to say postponed. At this point, but I was really enjoying this Cavalier team, and I was watching all our young guys continue to grow their game, which were a good thing.
Campy, Colin Sexton was on with us yesterday, and he echoed, I'm listening to what you said, and he sounded exactly the same way, almost like he had figured something out that maybe he didn't have at the beginning of the season. Why is Colin Sexton a better player before we took the break here than he was maybe in the beginning of the season? I don't want to belittle what he was, but I mean, his game changed, and it was impressive to watch him grow this season.
Well, to me, I think it's all a process, meaning that, you come in, even with myself, I think all young guys go through this where they are just, kind of just playing. But as you started playing the season and you start looking at the season and people start giving you more information about how you should attack and how you should approach things, and you continue to work on your game, all of a sudden something happens, where you start seeing more things out there because, one, I think Colin has done a great job of just kind of getting himself more under control. And because he started getting himself under control and started going at a much, I say, a perfect pace, which is like instead of going 100 all the time, he started going 70, 80, where he always had another gear or two that he can go to. Then he started seeing the floor much better, and he started seeing exactly where everybody is on the floor and how the offense was running and how he could, for the most part, get anything he wanted. But if he shared the ball and get everybody else engaged, all the things that he wanted to do was sitting right there before him. So to me, the biggest thing I saw him, there were three areas. He was shooting the ball extremely well from a field goal percentage. He was shooting the three ball extremely well because guys didn't know how to really guard him. And then all of a sudden, his assist totals goes up because he started seeing the game differently. And that's what happens over time. And generally, if you're going to be a player in this league, and a top player, which I believe Colin Sexton will be exactly that, it happens over a 2 to 3 year period. And then from there on, it all goes back to yourself. How hard are you willing to work every day? And I'm not, I know one thing about Colin. he is going to always work on his game and practice hard and play hard and come ready to play. So when I look at Colin, he has definitely made some big strides, and I love the way he's playing this game. And he's taken a lot of knocks from a lot of different people, but the thing that makes him go is those kind of things. And to me, those are good things. That's why I love that young man in terms of how he's playing the game and, more importantly, how he's growing in his own basketball game, which is a good thing, and that's going to be a positive thing for the Cavalier team.
Cavaliers legend Campy Russell from Fox Sports Ohio joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Campy, along with Colin, you've got two other guys in the backcourt who, if you just take a look and you think, this is really promising. And I always think that an NBA team can make great strides when they find a guy who can really play and he's not like a top five pick in the draft. That's how you can kind of build some things. And Kevin Porter Jr. with the 30th pick, and the Cavs obviously targeted him because they traded up to get him with Milwaukee to get that draft pick. But he's shown some things that a guy who was taken 30th isn't supposed to show. What's impressed you most about Kevin Porter in his rookie year?
I think the most impressive thing to me is his abilities, his overall raw abilities that he has. He can do so many things out there on the floor. The most impressive thing for me is his ability to make plays, to not just for himself but for his teammates, and how he can see the floor. And he's a guy, for a young guy, he understands pace, meaning not to go so fast that you can't see what's going on, but go fast enough that you see everything around you and you're able to see the floor extremely well. So for me, those are the talents that I love about this young man. He's a natural basketball player. He's built for the game. He's long. He's athletic. He's smart. And, yes, he did come in with a lot of knocks on him. But I think a lot of times, you know, from some perspective, the college coaches are trying to keep you around another year. So they put a lot of bad things out there about you. And the thing about the Cavaliers, they did their homework. And they looked at this guy and said, you know something? This guy is probably one of the most talented guys in that draft. And, yes, a lot of people did back off of him. But the good news is we saw it, we understood him, and then we brought him in, and now we're all seeing that this guy is going to be a top young player in our league, 6'5", 6'6", whatever his height is, long, athletic, can do it all. He can play the three, he can play the two, he can play some one. So just an outstanding talent, and I'm absolutely glad that we have him on our basketball team. I love his game. I love his work ethics as well.
Campy, I'm just curious, of all the ideas you've kind of heard about restarting the season, is there an idea that kind of sticks in your head and goes, that's not such a bad idea. Maybe we can do that. Or I kind of like the thought of everybody going to Vegas and trying to finish this thing off. Or maybe if we can get back, we just jump right into the playoffs. I'm just curious, from your perspective, have you seen one plan or heard of a plan that you're like, you know what, I don't think that's a bad idea?
I have no thoughts on that at all, because, you know, I'm going to do like all of us will do, is take the direction from our league in terms of what they want to do and how they want to go about doing it. I think the first priority has to be safety for everybody that's involved in this. So to me, whatever the ideas that are out there, I have no thought on them at all, because, again, we have to take directions from the league office, and they're going to make the best decision that is good for everybody. And so that's where I stand on that issue at this particular point.
All right, let me just say this one other thing. Hey, one other thing I want to see from you guys, I'd like to see you and AC in a horse competition on Fox. Why not? Well, I mean, if we're going to see this from the other guys, why not?
Well, most likely he would probably win, because I'm sure he has handled basketball more regularly than I do. As I tell people, I don't even play basketball anymore. As I tell Jeff and a lot of other people who talk about basketball and they want to continue to play, I always say there's nothing good can happen to you playing basketball after 50 years old. The only thing you can do is hurt yourself, make tear up your back, your knees, your ankles, your Achilles, or what have you. And then how do you tell your employer that I can't come to work because I have a bad ACL or I've torn my Achilles. How do you tell them that?
But so I just made this a part of your work. I made it a part of your work. I mean, sorry, this would be the Great Michigan Notre Dame Challenge. All I need is five shots. Five shots. That's all I need from you.
Five shots in me. Matter of fact, I have forgotten how to shoot, but I can still teach it. But I have forgotten how to do it. But I can definitely teach anything related to basketball. But from a demonstration standpoint, I will not try to do it because a lot of times your mind plays tricks on you. And your mind says, Camper, you still can do that. And then Camper go do something that he can't do. And he ended up hurting himself. I don't want to hurt myself ever again.
I tried. So don't go play basketball. Stay safe.
No.
And I'll talk to you soon, Campy.
Well, Jeff, thanks, Camp. My intention. That is my intention, is to stay safe and do the right thing. And I urge everybody out there, you know, stay safe. We have definitely created an environment that hopefully this thing will go away because of all our participation. And I just pray that everybody continues to participate in this, stay at home, you know, wash your hands, do all the right things. Hey, guys, you guys have a good day, okay?
Thank you, sir.
Thanks,
appreciate
Camp.
It. Campy Russell joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.